Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday to everybody. It's us, you know, your favorite, the guys next door. Short one, but you know, we'll be here. We're here. Che, Ryan, and myself, we're here. Shout out to Mac on set getting it done. Make sure you, Hakeem and Kimmy Giblets, I just want to let y'all know something. We ain't gonna spend too much time on y'all, but just know that the padlock is going on the fridge. We lock in the fridge.
We not fucking with y'all.
So you best go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and become a patron. Okay, we know. We told you we got merch. We got extra episodes.
We're giving three episodes out.
Extra.
You're getting three extra episodes a month on top of the two that you get for free. You understand me? You niggas. I ain't gonna keep bagging y'all.
You really get eight free episodes a month, and if you pay a couple of ducats, you get an extra three to four. What's some other? That's crazy. I'm giving you
with other shit. With
mad at my time.
Yeah, like they wildin', fuck them.
And I don't really think about it. I'm just hours out of my life. I love it
though. For those who are smart enough to already be there, shout out to y'all. Speaking of which, let's take some time to shout y'all out.
Woo woo.
Okay. First and foremost, shout out to Jada Straight. Shout out to I don't know how to say these names. All right. Shout out to Raven with two V's. Shout out to Chester, shout out to Layla, Demi, Howard Jr., that's my man Skip, shout out to Skip, and Angelica Tavares, Brandon, Peaches, Vix, Jamaica Blanchard, Elizabeth, JG, Lydia Banks, Natasha, Felicia, Brianna. If y'all are not playing the music behind me, we
it
fail.
It sounds like the DMX joint.
Brittany,
Sharisha,
T-Boo, Daquan Bennett, Daniel Ware, oh, that's my man Dan, Jamisha Tucker, JQ Hendrickson, Tiara Porter, Bradley Penrock, just simply Tiara, Manuel, Cedric Spencer,
yo,
Demetric Bryant, Sharice Sanders, Elijah Dyer, Getty, your mama named you Getty? Getty Garcia, Victoria Collado, David Jean-Pierre, definitely Haitian, Joe Montcari, Diesel? Dale. Maybe Dale? I don't know.
Okay, Kelly.
Kelly, Jaquela, Nazir, Joshua, Ariel Jeter, Michelle, definitely Haitian. A Johnny John Charles, Comisha Jeffries, definitely black. I don't life lessons if you go with that, and Peter Sowell. That was 50 of y'all. We got another few we gonna run through, but you know all of our Patreon members get a shout out in the episode, and we slacked, we forgot, but guess what? We back on top. Okay, we back. All right. Make sure y'all follow us at Guys Next Door Pod. on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow the YouTube Guys Next Door podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And like I said, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Become a patron. Pick up your keys today. Also, Thursday's off for Nosy Neighbors. Because why? Men love to gossip too. And what we doing? We be gossiping. We be chit-chattering, chatty patties, whatever you want to call it. But it feels good. And I honestly do understand why women gossip so fucking much. I do understand, since we started doing the Nosy Neighbor episodes, I understand why women talk so much. It's like therapeutic. I don't understand how they just talk to a therapist after that. But yeah, I get it. Men, we should gossip
more
frequently.
We should talk, yeah. We should have a little powwows.
No powwows. And we talk about other people's business.
We could tell our girlfriends we're going to watch the game, but we're really having meetings. Wow. No?
I like that. I like that idea. I'm with it. Okay. I'm 1,000% with it.
We're bettering our futures.
I'm with it. Fellas, you know what? Fellas, we're going to fix the tier. If you want, fellas, for our guys next door that are guys, if y'all want to, you know what? We might have a monthly powwow. Y'all gonna have to pay for it. But we might just have a monthly powwow.
Monthly all men's meeting.
All men's meeting. Pause. Sounds crazy.
It sounds wild. Discriminatory.
No, it's not.
Well, it is. Literally.
It's not.
No, it is. That's fine. You know why? Because we're called the guys next door and Chase speaks every episode. Like, literally.
I didn't ask for this at all. I was supposed to be the camera girl.
You still are.
Technically, yes.
Try to lead that.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't have nothing to take pictures of right now. So therefore, you do this. All right. Cool, now, man. I do have a question for us.
What is the question?
I want to ask y'all.
Toxic or not toxic?
Definitely toxic.
Definitely toxic.
Okay. All right.
Does hoeing heal?
Yes.
Can you heal a hoe?
Okay,
I wanted to see what y'all had. I just wanted to see what y'all was, you know.
Okay, so Che, you say yes. As a very hoe friendly person on this podcast, why were you so adamant about that?
Because
she is the hoe friendliest person on the show.
I am hoe friendly. Oh, I feel like hoeing, you inadvertently gain new understandings of yourself and like what you want, what you require, what you like. And it allows you to explore things that you might have held yourself back from for a while.
Let me cut you off. You basically just saying getting your back blown out to different niggas is going to set your tone. It's going to set what's going on. You just saying you're going to keep just going and going and going on niggas, and that's going to make you feel better.
Not make me feel better.
And in a moment, it is. In a moment, it is.
I mean, yeah, temporary band-aid. But ultimately, I do think it gives you a new clarity as to... Because, you know, of course, with hoeing comes, like, drama in different situations. So,
I'm trying to see how you're going to bring this together. I'm trying to see how you're doing
experiences it. And you figure out, all right, this is the type of man that I no longer want to associate with. This is the type of person I'm looking for. These are the types of qualities I would like to see.
And you got to be a hoe to do that.
You don't have to be a hoe, but I'm saying you also don't got to be the picturesque housewife to do that either.
Nah, nobody's saying that, but you don't got to be a hoe to find yourself. I don't want to paint that picture to the beautiful queens out there.
Sexually, you kind of do, depending on the person. If you find the right, I think he froze. I think he's gone.
Nah, I'm here.
You were frozen for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. That was the Lord telling me to, woo.
I do think that there's certain experiences that you can't get just by being with one person for an I mean, you can, but it's just harder. I just feel like a lot more, too many women are caught up with having to be the, like, the good woman image and being the housewife, being the perfect woman, to the point where they don't ever take the time to get to know themselves and their likes, their dislikes, what they want from life. And it's not until we go through our hoe phase that we figure out, oh, this is actually what I want to see more of, and this is what I never want to deal with again. That's just my personal opinion from my personal experience.
So you're talking about yourself. Yes. It's not a general, because I hear a lot of we's in here, but it's really about you.
Well, like, when I say we, I do know other women who are, I have two of my best friends are probably the most straight and narrow girls that I know. And I've always been the wild one in the group. And currently, I'm the one who's sitting my ass in the house doing nothing while they're.
You're not doing nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Let's stop.
I don't know why?
I'm so serious.
You just what you been doing over the past week? You moved to a new crib a week ago. Now you're doing nothing. You've been doing things for months.
It's been more than a week.
How long? More than a week. How long?
It's been all of February. I left end of January.
All of February, the shortest month of the year, and it's not even the end of the shortest month, and you want to talk, you've been there for 2 weeks, and before that, you was shacking up, shaking that thing. That's what the old folks
Shay,
call it.
Don't lie. Shay, do not lie on this podcast.
I am not lying.
Shay.
Yo, I'm tired of being Shay. A fucking liar.
Shay, you wasn't shacking up?
Shay, you wasn't shacking up?
Why
when
is
you
that
first got to LA,
shacking up? Why is that considered shacking up?
All right, let me. You know what?
Define shack. Yeah.
Let's love a definition.
I love a good
definition.
A good word teaser. You know,
because shacking up is what you were doing. Let's get the definition.
Go.
Shacking up.
Is there a definition in the Urban Dictionary too?
Yep, that's what I'm looking up.
Okay,
it's two words. Get
facts. Let's go.
Okay, you know what? Merriam-Webster defines shack up, a verb. To sleep or live together as unmarried sexual partners.
Sounds exactly like what she was doing. There is not one thing.
Give me a second. Hold on. Because I didn't want to do it like
that. Wait.
She made me do
it.
Like
when you look up Che. The word, is it a picture of her face right there?
It's Che. It's like this. So, Che, I would like. So, now knowing the definition of shack up, would you like to. Would you like to walk that back?
Walk what? What am I walking?
That
back?
You weren't shacking up.
So you and your friend.
Okay. It said. Wait,
it
no,
says
no, what
on.
Say, no, time out. What you was about to say? What? You, no. What you was about to say, Shay?
She was about to fall right on her face.
You said what? Go ahead. Say what you were saying.
That we're not together.
You and the person that you was living with was not together, right?
And now go to the definition. Go back
now,
to the definition.
The definition says to sleep or live together as unmarried sexual partners.
I am not was debating you, that part. I'm
were you a sexual
you
partner?
Guys,
was that your sexual partner at the time?
Yes, but
was you
and did y'all and did y'all live together?
Yes, we lived together. The point that I'm refuting is the fact that you guys always operate under the assumption that we were in a relationship.
No. First of all.
That's not what we're saying, especially in this moment.
This moment was you was shacking up.
That's what we said. You said, how was I doing anything? Ryan said, you was shacking up. You said, I was not shacking up.
And then we looked up
the definition of shacking up.
What the dictionary said.
Your age is showing just by using that term.
Oh, now we gonna call us.
Oh,
old.
Yes. Now we old. Yes. Now we
you
old.
Know, it took us 2 years to doing this podcast.
Right,
you to call
granddad.
Us old?
All right, granddad.
You ain't never called us old before, and now we old.
So what do y'all kids call it this day? These days,
renting out the pussy.
Word. He's just renting it out. Renting spoons.
It was an air PNP.
Yeah, like what? Wow. You were shacking up. So don't give us that. My friends now were in their hostage and I'm just you was getting your shit together.
And I was quiet. Mind you, I was quiet. Okay, but, you and Ryan was having y'all discussion. I was quiet.
Return to that.
That's hoeing. It's just a different way of it.
My point that I was trying to make is that I have friends who had never been through a hoe phase at all. And I'm currently watching them go on a bender. And it's kind of entertaining.
A bender.
You calling it a bender?
Son, a bender is
now
no sleep.
Now who's old? Now who's
word,
old?
Word.
Now who's old? Who's old now?
A bender is
what,
no sleep
what,
of hoeing.
Matter of fact, you, imagine old white. That's a white old term. Like,
it's like a.
No, it's not.
Nah. Shacking up is
my
slave.
My grandma used to say that.
It's slave terms.
Exactly. It used to be like you in the shack.
Yeah. What's it called? What you just said is definitely like white college.
That's like white hippie.
I did go
dude,
to PWI.
I was on a bender, dude.
Trying to go to bender.
Dude.
I'm with it. 24.
Dude.
Let's go,
dude. Hey, Rye, dude. I'm totally going. I'm totally on a bender right now.
I'm gonna take an Adderall and we're gonna go to bender.
Yeah.
And
dude,
it's just gonna be 4 days.
Dude, I got
this way too much. It's way,
dude,
way too.
I mean, you practice up how to shack for a while. You were doing all the shacking.
Dude, you were definitely shacking up, dude.
Yeah, definitely shacking. Like, gnarly.
Did you do that all improv, bro? improv?
So now that you're not living over there and you got your spot,
you're not shacking. Yeah, so like, now you're not shacking up.
But like, are you still macking? Like,
totally.
We are in Black History Month. Fix yourself.
That's why we said shacking up. You the one talking about
Going on hoe benders. Dude, I totally got with Elizabeth last night and we smushed. And I feel like I'm on a fucking bender, dude.
Finna bender. She told me she's been doing this shit for 3 days straight.
Yeah, dude. She has this black friend named Che. She said she's totally on a bender, like a whole face bender, bro.
Like, she's on a bender and I bend her.
Gnarly. Because
uncomfortable.
Gnarly. She's so uncomfortable. Hey, bro. She told me she's on a bender. I told her the dick doesn't bend.
Her. Yeah, but that's a hoe. Another form of hoeing is what you were doing.
Well, I would like to jump in here and say that before all of the atrocity that just took place, Ryan was bugging. That nigga was bugging. So listen, let me start off by saying
I was bugging.
You were bugging. That's why I wasn't saying nothing. You did not need to know how. I'm like, oh, this nigga's bugging. So let me say this. First and foremost, the question, does hoeing heal? I don't think hoeing is supposed to heal. I think it's supposed to do the exact. I think it does not heal. I think it can destroy, but I don't think, left alone, I don't think hoeing is for healing. I don't think a woman that's going out to hoe is healing, right? I think she's going out to find herself. She's going out to. It's very selfish, right? I think healing is not a selfish thing. I think healing is probably one of the most selfless things a person can do, because in your healing, you'll know what you can give to others. I don't think a function of hoeing is healing. Now, if you find yourself healed after a hoe phase, cool, but it wasn't because of the hoeing. It was what you did during that hoe phase that you ended up healing yourself. But I don't think a chief function of hoeing is healing. I don't even know how that's possible, right? I don't know how you can heal yourself by interacting with multiple people, whether sexually or non-sexually. I just don't get that part, right? So that's where I was like, yeah, Ryan was bugging. That's what led me into thinking that Ryan was bugging. Because it's like, if you out here wilding, if you out here getting, you know what I mean, getting crazy, yeah, it's hoeing. I don't want you to be under the perception that you're healing, though, right? The healing is what's going to happen.
That's what I said.
Other work.
I said that.
Now, you said some other shit. I just can't remember because we.
I don't think I did. I think Shay was talking, put your headphones off, and she was talking about.
Oh, yeah, you did walk away.
Yeah,
I heard you. I can still hear you. But I know Rel's gonna hate me for that, because I definitely put my headphones near the mic.
But I don't think I said.
On that track, you're definitely gonna hear, like, man.
I don't think I said anything about that, but I could be wrong.
No, because in the beginning, y'all were at. What were y'all. What? Because, damn, I can't believe we're doing this on there. But what was the chief discrepancy between y'all two in the beginning?
It was her just stating that. Hoeing is part of healing. I didn't say anything.
I think we're all inadvertently saying the same thing.
I don't think I even got to explain my part of the story or my part of the question.
You didn't even start on it, but I think we're all literally saying the same thing.
Thanks, Mouse. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
It's cool. But yeah, I think you're definitely right, Mouse. I don't feel like there's any healing in hoeing. If you feel better after having sex with as many parts as you are, that's not what made you better. You just found something in yourself that you needed to find. But,
right.
It might feel good. I feel like people connect healing with feeling good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because something feels good to, like, get over somebody and have sex with a whole bunch, whatever it is on your path of life, that doesn't necessarily mean it heals you because it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Kinda.
I agree, but I also do understand the necessity for women to feel like they have agency over their sexuality. Which is why I don't really fight back on that, right? Like, what do I get being one of these people who, you know, first of all, I don't have an issue with hoes. I don't have an issue with anyone that identifies as a hoe or anything of that nature. I have no issue with you. Now, that does not mean that I want to wife you. That doesn't mean that I have to accept you in certain spaces that I consider intimate. But that doesn't mean I have to speak out against you or lash out against you or any of that, right? And I think that's where the problem lies. And if we're just being honest, when women lean into that, that is when they probably see the most benefit to themselves, right? Like Che was talking about, like her having the homegirls on a straight and narrow. I'm pretty sure they're enjoying whole life. I'm pretty sure they're enjoying. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure they're enjoying, you know, being able to do, say, who, whatever, without no regard for anybody else's outlook or perception of them or their actions.
I agree with that for a fact.
So I guess the bigger question, if hoeing doesn't heal,
okay,
what does heal? Or let me ask you this.
What does
Che, in your whole phase, what healed?
I was able to heal my own, I guess you could say, like, self-perception. So, like, being able to accept the fact that no matter what I do as a person, somebody is always going to have a fucking problem with what I'm doing or who I am as a person, and I can't please everyone. So it by letting myself just be me and do exactly what I want to do, I was able to find solace in, I guess, who I am as a person and thicken my skin a little bit and not let so many outside elements get to me and burrow into my heart and bother me. Another thing I learned is, because I think I think as a woman, what I always struggled with was there's a difference between like seeking out a certain type of man and them like fulfilling your standards and just accepting whatever shows up on your doorstep. So through allowing myself to be free to date and mess with whoever it is that I took an interest in, I was actually able to kind of like fine tune what I would actually want to see in a future partner and like the types of qualities that I want. Cause I've had men who I barely hung out with, maybe slept with a handful of times, and they were willing to go above and beyond for me just off the strength of them fucking with me. And then I've had other men where I've literally been by their side for years and I can't get them to do simple shit for me. So it's like, I'm learning the differences between that. There's, instead of feeling like I'm asking for too much, that there actually is men out there who are willing to just.
Wow, give that was very that was very Florida of you. What? There is men out there.
There are men.
I tell you what, Hoenn didn't help her. Grammatically.
Let me be Southern.
God. What the grammar or the hoeing? You said you could turn it. I didn't know what you could turn off. Which
both.
One?
Both. Oh. Both of them.
Simultaneously, like together at the same time. One. The other, but I have a kind of a sidebar to that. The guys that you're talking about that went above and beyond compared to the guys that didn't do as much and you were right there. Mm-hmm. Whose sex was better?
Clearly the toxic ones I stuck.
see there is a give and take. It you is. Like some everything's not, you know, it doesn't go hand in hand. Some
no,
things
it
you gotta
true.
I kind of figured that, not saying that's every guy and that's how it should be. Like if you're an asshole, then you should be able to have the best sex or opposite, but I kind of felt like that was your story.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know.
All right, let me ask this question. Because I see that we went one way.
Can hoeing
heal men?
Nah.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Break this down, Miles. Break this down for me. Because I got to think about it.
I just wanted to show us, and even I just wanted to show a mirror, right? How patriarchy works, right? Like, I asked a question. All I did, I said, does hoeing heal? And immediately it was men versus women. It was, women. That's how patriarchy works, right? Like, right. Yeah, like, that's the mirror, right? So I'm just keeping us on our feet.
Of course.
So now, when we ask that, right, we ask that, does hoeing heal? That was the answer for women. So we got to ask ourselves the same question. Does hoeing heal for men? And ever has a man hoeing, has he found healing?
I feel like...
Damn, yo, Che, you're sick.
This is...
Che is sick.
I'm just waiting for it.
I don't feel like I've been healed because of my hoeing. In some terms, I feel like it made me worse. Like, I don't feel like it made me a better person because I was doing those, like, not... Damn. That was a good one, Miles.
Shit.
Do I feel it? Have I? I don't think I'm a hoe. So this isn't really about me.
But have you ever hoed?
What is...
Look, Che can't be the only real nigga on the podcast.
No. But
she said she had a hoe phase. But did you ever hoe?
But this also goes to male and female. Like, I don't know if her hoe phase was considered a hoe phase to me. I don't know if I don't even know what.
Brother.
What is a hoe phase? How much makes a hoe hoe?
Like, now what? Niggas need yo. When it was when we was calling women hoe, nigga Ryan had his finger waving. You were shacking up.
That is not
he had
true.
All the answers.
I never called Shay a hoe. I didn't say that. You said she had hoish tendencies. I just want to know.
Yo, you see how niggas is?
What makes a full hoe? Like, how?
Now what makes a hoe full hoe, right? Well, let's talk about you. Since you half a hoe, let's talk about half a hoe.
Okay.
What? Let's talk about the half of the hoe. Let's talk about that half.
Is that really a hoe if it's only half?
Yeah, nigga. It's the one drop rule. You only got to be a drop of a hoe to be a hoe. You could be Mother Teresa. The minute you suck one dick, that's a hoe.
Wow.
I don't... No. First of all, fuck Mother Teresa, but I'm just saying in general.
I was saying wow to the... It takes more than one dick. I'm sorry.
Right. That, okay. All right, so boom. You could go...
I
listen,
wasn't going
to
say nothing.
No, matter of fact, Che is right. You could go from a virgin to a hoe in one threesome.
No.
If niggas run a train on a virgin, she not a hoe? Okay. Ryan, I'm asking you.
That's a bad way to go. Oh my God. Now, can you change your life path?
What if a virgin? I didn't ask you that. I asked you if she.
I answered. Shut up.
You didn't answer. You just said that's a bad way to go.
Definition of a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. How much equals a full hoe? Like, you get a whole loaf of hoe, a half a loaf of hoe.
First of all, let me tell you this.
What makes a full hoe?
First of all, let me tell you this. When I go to the store, give me a whole pound of hoe. Don't give me no half pound hoe. No,
you want
give
full
me
a pound of hoe. Okay.
Give me right. Full pound.
All right,
it's like when you get in a lunch meat at the deli, put them on. All
right, pound. I'm ready now.
So, knowing that,
okay.
Was there any healing done during your hoeing?
I feel for me, like when I was getting out of my relationships, like past ones. I feel
are you a relationship hoe?
No. Hell no. If I was a relationship hoe, I'd always be in a relationship.
I was just at one point in time, because you said relationships, so that's the only reason
I mean, but it's
that.
Like the two or three, whatever. I'm just saying, dealing with a breakup for me.
Got you.
In my, I won't even say younger, because in the past, whatever. I will always think of it as like, yo, I gotta be a hoe to get over what happened, and not saying it healed me, but I got over it eventually. But for me, getting over relationships is just being around my friends. So I don't know if hoeing didn't heal me. It just was hoeing.
It distracted you for the time being.
Yeah. Like when I was in college and I broke up with my girl and I feel like that was the worst time for me, being in college and having a breakup and not being next to like my at the time. Like now, those are like some of my brothers, like I fuck with family, but at the time they were just like, you know, roommates in college niggas. So I didn't have nobody to really talk to. So my healing process of breakups at that moment wasn't necessarily, it was hoeing. Yeah, I can admit it.
But was there healing?
No. Mm-mm. Like I said, I don't feel like my hoeing made me better. I started this conversation with that. I did not go into this saying, yo, I did this and it made me a better person. No, I've seen hell. But I seen it. A lot of people ain't see it. I seen it. I don't want it. It didn't make me better.
Ooh, I am crying.
Hoeing don't make you better. And it don't, I don't care fuck what you say. It don't heal you. But what do you guys say, Mouse? What you think?
Huh?
Yeah. What about you? Go ahead, Mouse.
Oh,
Summer
shit.
Summer Jam stream.
You ain't do that for nobody. After I defended your grammatical whoring ass.
I can't believe this. At all.
Say, put Mouse in the box and make it hotter.
Make it hotter.
Put the spotlight on it, make it hotter. So yeah, Mouse.
Make it hotter.
The investigator, like.
Mr. Mouse Jones, as
Mr. Mouse Jones.
As a defendant of the whole coalition, has hoeing ever healed you?
No, I'm still broken. but I think the broken me is the healed me. So that's how I believe it. Absolutely not. I think hoeing showed me, it probably had more ramifications than more negative ramifications than anything, right? Because when you're hoeing, you're being selfish. And clearly as men, we don't realize that we need to fix things, right? So we get out of a relationship and it's all about get over the relationship, not get through it. Not get past it, just get over it, right? Mm-hmm. So we're doing things to further try and distract ourselves, but never really doing the work. And that's where women got us by leaps and bounds when it comes to this hoeing shit. Because believe you me, while she's out hoeing, whether mentally, physically, textually, or sexually, best believe she gonna be in somebody's gym getting her shit together. She gonna be up in her shit. She gonna be at a new job, getting a new apartment.
New haircut.
Hey, you know the first thing.
Wait a minute. You said it starts with a haircut, Jay?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Cause
you just cut your hair.
You just cut your hair.
Sure did.
Whole phase is activated. It's backlit.
It's only backlit because now she not shacking up no more.
Oh, she not shacking up no more.
She can do it all.
She's mad free.
I had respect. I'm gonna tell you this.
That's fire though.
I'm gonna tell you this. I've read one of Shay's books on hoeing, and it states that there are certain times where you have to know your, like her friends. Yes, Shay stated her friends are in their whole stage now. Don't get it twisted. Shay is still in the whole phase, but she knew her part in the phase. Chapter two is shacking up. She shacked up, got it right, dipped. Whole phase, chapter
she
three.
She shacked up, now she back up.
Now she don't want to deal with the nigga. She cut her hair, new drawers, all types of shit.
Oh, you ain't got new drawers already?
You know she got new drawers. You know it.
32 pairs.
Wow.
32 pairs?
First of all, let me tell you something. It's 365 days in a year, and you threw all your drawers out, and now you only got 32 pair of drawers. I don't know the math, but there's a lot more days that you're gonna go drawerless. That is worrying me.
She got. So I don't wear drawers in the house.
That's what I'm saying. She got 32, but they probably still gonna have tags on them until
you don't wear drawers in the house?
For what?
So you ain't got no drawers on right now?
I was at brunch earlier.
I am disgusted. Oh, okay, thank you.
She went to the store, ass shaking. It's whole season.
Shay, let me tell you something right now. our love, our friendship, our work relationship, it is all dependent upon you wearing drawers. Okay? If we're ever in a space digitally or physically where you ain't got no drawers on, I'm calling the police.
Call them up. Call them up. You know what's crazy? What we really forgot about talking about all this hoeing. You know, it's about to be that season. It's draft season.
Oh. Because niggas are in the chip right now. It's playoffs. Niggas about to be in the chip.
It's about to be summertime.
And it's free. It's free. Free agency is a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Well, before the draft comes, there will be qualifying at All-Star Weekend. Just know that. Qualifying rounds will be in Atlanta in about 2 weeks. That lets you know where your Ross is at. If you find it out there, don't take. See what I'm saying?
Rule number two. Never trust no bitches that'll fuck you for some purses. That's what Meek said. That's what he said.
Better not, you going, Shay, better not be checking flights.
Shay, if I see you in Atlanta, I will call the police.
Because we will be there.
I have family in Atlanta, first of all.
I'll be there.
Now all of a sudden, I'll
be there.
Like, niggas have the most family. It'd be pissing me off.
I'll be there.
I'm from the South. Where do you think the rest of my family is?
Hell.
Alabama.
Not Alabama. Florida, hell. Georgia, Boston. Those are our three hubs.
Boston? How the fuck they get there?
You know Boston is the South of the North.
Okay. Okay. Sounds like a shit, CI album.
It's the shithole of the North.
Wow.
That was a little harsh.
That was low blow. Boston.
Well, technically they're above us, so it was a high blow. They're above New York, so I had to punch up.
Uppercut.
Hadouken. Like I did to Hoenn. Hadouken.
Gave it up.
Me?
Punched it out of here.
Had to.
Oh, that sounds like a faithful black man right there.
It's also okay. So here goes the thing.
He tried to spin it.
Yeah. Here goes the thing.
Let me hear the thing now.
Uh-huh. I heard it.
You don't have to be.
I know you.
Single and hoeing isn't synonymous. Like, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you can be single and not hoeing.
I didn't say you couldn't, but we're talking about
you. We're talking about a conversation. Yo, what's wrong with this guy? You good, boy?
I'm just asking. I was talking to you, and you made this. You spun it into a general, a general question. I was talking to you. I said, "Oh, what? So is your hoeing over?" And you went, well, the thing is, you know.
No, it's a dub because I was already trying to get to my point. But yeah, it's a dub. Home for me is a dub. Okay. But that would be single or not. Like, I just don't have the energy for it. Mm. What we talked about the other week. Now, I'm 30, nigga.
You're right. I have.
Nigga. I'm tired. I do not have it, bro.
I'm tired.
I am motherfucking tired, boy.
I'd be falling asleep. It'd be at 11. I'd be like, damn. I wake up like my mother, like it'd be like 5:30 a.m. I'd be like, yo, what are you doing?
Might as well start the day.
Oh, nah, not me. I take a nap. I fuck up. 5:30, too crazy. That's 30 for you. 30 and hoeing. That's a show. 30 and hoeing?
Listen, if you 30 and hoeing, you earn that because
that's expensive.
My loins get tired. And it's, like you said, it's expensive. My loins get tired.
It's expensive. We too old not to spend no money.
Yo.
When you was young, you could be a hoe.
Oh, my God.
It was,
yo, you could,
all that was expected was hard dick and bubble gum.
All right, let me ask you this.
All that was expected.
Let me ask you this. What's the most you ever spent in a week at your, like, peak hoeing?
Peak hoeing?
Like, peak hoeing. What's the most you ever spent in a
week? 7 days?
7 days. However many different bitches. How much?
I'll be honest with you. I probably spent more money not hoeing, per se, but I spent more money. When I was younger and I didn't have as much money, I would do more shit hoeing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking. So I'm trying to prove a point.
Okay. How much?
Nigga, I'm telling you.
A couple thousand?
Nigga, at my worst.
But I'm not talking about gifts. You're not talking about gifts or that. You just
I'm talking about hoeing. Dinners. Like just, I'm going to link with her. Oh, I'm about to go link with her. Yeah. Oh, we got to eat over here. Oh, bands. Little quick date here. At my most, bro, maybe a band. It might cost me a band a week if I'm getting crazy. And that's if I got crazy. If I linked six chicks. Like, if I linked six different women, that week I might have spent a band. Nigga, now you try that shit, boy.
Oh, it's over. It's 10 bands.
Because now you dealing with women. Nigga, Applebee's ain't working no more. The two frame ain't working.
Yep, that's a... Back then, you can do it.
They
you
want
do
Philippe.
It. Now it's...
They want Philippe. They want...
They want they shit want, they can't spell.
They want to go on a... They want to go on a flight. Like, where we going to go when we land? I don't care. I want to go on a flight. Bitch.
I'm going to fly from JFK to LaGuardia.
You better be happy.
I'll meet you there.
Fly you from Midway to O'Hare.
That's a skip. Might as well just walk.
Right. Like, and then women are complaining about the tickets you get them. Don't get me no skip lag. Bitch, don't. Listen, you better bring one carry-on.
Yeah, that's one thing. My thing is, I get you have standards. Not saying I'll put you on the worst of this. This is not me, but sometimes you got to know, like, I can't ask for too much because I'm not even offering to pay for taxes. I'm not even saying let me get the one check back. So, you know, oh, man, hoeing. That's what hoeing does to you. Gets you caught up in too much shit. Shay, no.
Listen. What's the
I mean, I know how to move.
What that mean?
You know how to lie.
How to maneuver.
So you know how to lie.
You know how to lie.
And we just got done talking about on another episode, we ain't lying no more.
No,
but.
I don't lie. I just, see, my thing is I like to space things out. So, like, I've never really had that issue because, one, the niggas that I was messing with knew that they weren't the only nigga I was messing with. And then I also, like...
Yo, women be talking like they fucking...
What?
Goldie. Oh, my... Y'all, yo, all right. Now, go ahead, Che, because y'all about to piss me off, bro.
And you know what?
Y'all about to piss me off.
She act like she
like,
told her
every woman I ever... Like, you know...
Why is it so unbelievable to you that we're honest with...
Because y'all not. Because
you're not. Man, that's
stop,
why. Bro.
But I am, though.
The nigga that the toxic nigga that
me,
you kept going back to.
Me.
The toxic nigga you kept going back to. That you wasn't telling that nigga. You was telling the nigga that showing you all the love that you got other niggas. The nigga
but
that
you just not
you
gonna
was
do
all
that.
Up
I'm
under
not believing
and,
that.
And he was toxic and you kept going back to him. You wasn't telling him he was fucking with other niggas. You wasn't.
No, that's exactly who I was telling. Cause that was our agreement.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So why was you all up under him if you knew he was fucking mad bitches? See,
because
you're doing it to yourself.
Other niggas. Yes.
But you're doing
absolutely.
But you were
I'm so aware of that.
Okay, all right. All right. I mean
what?
I didn't what, Mouse?
No, go ahead. Finish your statement, Che. I hate cutting women off. Go ahead. Say what you're saying.
I'm just saying I'm fully aware of what I was doing and the parts that were my fault in the situation. That I'm not denying at all. But I was still honest. Because that was our arrangement. We knew from the beginning that we were not the only ones. That's just how we were.
So you were the one that fell in love at the end.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
That they always fall.
What's that mean, Chase? Say what that mean. What that mean?
That we tend to fall into the emotional aspect quicker and harder than men do. Me personally, I've gotten in trouble for apparently speaking for all women, but me personally, I am still a woman at the end of the day. Therefore, I am susceptible to my emotions.
They called you pussy, they got you out here apologizing.
Little dick and flowers. That's it. That's all it takes.
Nigga gave you some dicks and flowers and now you in love. Huh? Mm-hmm.
No, it's more than that. Like, somebody who can deal with my anxiety and like be able to hold me and talk me through panic attacks and stuff. Like, that matters to me.
Ah, so can we talk about that for him? So if a man does the right thing, is that him leading you on?
Because
I'm sure whenever y'all had that situation, whether you said it to him or not, there was a moment you felt like, well, if you didn't want this with me, why would you be there helping me through my pain? Why would you be doing all this stuff?
Yeah.
And in his mind, he's like, bitch, you were shaking and foaming at the mouth. I wasn't going to let you die. Because the reason I asked that is because I've been on the other side of that, right? So many times where I'm like, I was just doing the right thing. So where does being a good guy turn into being a fuckboy?
When they don't get their way?
No, that's when it happens. It's,
well, no. Obviously, like that's how we see it. But I want to know, like, in the situation, when does that happen for a woman? Like, when do you see a guy from being a good guy, and how can that lead him into being a fuckboy?
For me, it's when I start being able to clock your lies. Once I can start clocking your lies and figure out, like, all right, well, you told me you was doing this, but what you really went and did was this. You didn't realize I knew until we was talking, like you said, weeks later, months later, and I put two and two together. And then when I ask you about it, you try and double back. Like, oh, no, it was like when I start being able to clock your lies and it gets to the point where it's like now when I ask you questions and you're just continuously lying to my face, especially when it's like if you just tell me the truth, I guarantee I'm gonna be cool with it. I respect anybody who can tell me that truth to my face.
Okay, maybe I asked it. Maybe I asked the question wrong. Okay, so you know how, so in the scenario you just discussed, like, you know, someone who can hold you and talk you through your a panic attack and, you know, help you with your anxiety and things of that nature. That's like a concerted effort, I guess a woman would see that as, where a man, he's like, if I see it, you know, we just have this intrinsic thing to protect and fix, right? That's a man's job.
Right.
So where... I'm asking, how can that be considered leading someone on? So that's why I asked, like, okay, being a good guy could turn you into a fuckboy. Because I've been, not a victim, I won't say that, but I've been a part of that where I was doing what I figured was just the right thing to do by a woman. But to her and to women at large, I'm leading people on. I'm like, wait, no, I literally was just like... Go ahead.
So in this instance that I'm speaking on, it wasn't just the anxiety and the panic attacks and that type of stuff that like weighed into it. For that situation, it was more of the things he was saying to me to my face compared to his actions. So to my face, being told, you know, that I matter, I care, you're my partner, all that other good jazz and stuff. But then... you're not doing certain things like action wise. Like you're selling me dreams. You're telling me promises that you have no intent on keeping. You're lying to my face. You're doing these little white lies. You're being sneaky, stuff like that. So it's like your words are nice, but your
did he tell you a white lie during February?
Yes.
That nigga, you can't trust him. If a nigga would tell you a white lie during Black History Month, don't trust that nigga. Fuck him. Fuck him, Che. Fuck him.
I go with Mouse. If he says whatever he says, he do it. Do
like
it.
Like the guys, right? Me, Mac, and Ryan. We have a homegirl who I dated her homegirl for a time, right? And in that time, we were talking and we were dating, and there was a moment where I was like, you know what? We should be boyfriend girlfriend, right? Because I just got out of my marriage, and I was like, you know what? Cool. And I realized early on, like probably like 2 weeks into it, I was like, I can't do that. I don't like this answering stuff. I don't like answering to people. No, I can't do this. So I did say, let's not do this. But I also kept it a buck. I said, listen, that I don't want things to change between us. Like, I want to go back to how it was two weeks ago.
That shit was going to work?
It worked. But then it didn't work. It worked till it didn't work. And then it became this toxic situationship. And I'm like, and I'm not understanding because at no point am I lying. At no point am I being dishonest. But it was, I'm being told, well, you treat me this way. How else am I supposed to treat you?
It's like damned if I do, damned if I don't. But if you're just being a nice person, like you were saying before, Mouse, just to be a nice person sometimes, some people take that as flirting or coming on to somebody or something like that. And I feel like that's a very confusing thing. Especially in a situation like that, you wanted it back to 2 weeks where it wasn't just the title. We together. And if it was the same situation, it was just one word that made it different.
And I'm being told I'm wrong for, oh, we cuddling. First of all, it's two of us here cuddling. Clearly, both of us want to cuddle and lay up and have all the benefits of a relationship when not being in a relationship. And I understand that. To me, that makes sense. But to women, it doesn't. And I didn't understand. I guess I take the L and I just stay out of situations like that now. Or I just stay up front, you know, listen, this is what I'm looking for. You know, don't, this is it, you know. And I'm trying to understand from a woman's standpoint, Shay, like where those lines get blurred. Like if we both agree that, hey, this is what this is, how can anyone lead anyone on? I guess I never felt like I got an answer for that from that specific situation. It just ended in like this big, ugly mess.
Yeah. So for me, it was the fact that there would be certain tasks that I didn't want him to do because they were more or less boyfriend-esque tasks. And he would fight me on it and make it so that way they were his burden to bear. So it's like, so why are you picking up these mantles that I don't want you to have because it's going to lead me down a path you're not ready to be on? And if that's the case, then why not just leave me the fuck alone so that way you can continue to do what you want to do, because I'm getting to the point where you can't have it both ways. It's not what I want anymore. Say it.
This topic is going for a spin.
I just don't. I don't get it.
What don't you get?
It's like he's just like, oh my, like we always. We give this society at large, we tend to give women this leeway with being in a relationship or being in a situation and not having to know what it is, what's going to happen. Like y'all get the leeway to kind of like float through, where with us it has to be, you know what you want, you know what you want to do, you know, like there's no gray area. Yeah, for a man to exist in.
It's like you with me or you not.
Well, no. Yeah, okay, I'm not.
It's like you're with me or you're not. Or you're a fuck boy or you're a good guy. Or you're playing with my emotions. It's never you're trying to figure it out and I understand it.
I could agree. I mean, there's been certain a minimal amount of circumstances where it wasn't like that, but for the most part, yeah, that's society alone. Like, it doesn't even have to do with relationships. We're always never given a gray area to be like, I'm working on myself or I'm trying to do this. It's either broke or it's fixed. Like, we don't want to see the in-between. We don't want to see the how you got there shit.
In my particular case, there is a gray area that I have done my best to allow him to exist in up until you start lying to my face about stupid shit, especially stupid shit that I can easily verify by just checking.
Like what? What's a lie that really frustrated you?
telling me you're going on a trip for work and it's not for work.
I can see we're all creatives, so he doesn't take pictures.
Not when it's a couples retreat.
People need pictures. People need pictures.
He doesn't do pictures on a couples retreat.
People need video on couples retreats, especially on a couples retreat. Make a video of three.
So if he was trying to lie to you, because y'all aren't together. Well, yeah. Whatever situation this was, you weren't together. So you feel like he should have told you just because you're all very honest, even though you'd be super mad if he told you. Say you weren't, that's fine, but I know you'd be upset because I would be upset. But isn't this kind of go back to where we first started with the lying to for love? Like if you didn't find out and it was just a work trip, everything would be fine. Y'all aren't together. Correct. He doesn't owe you anything. Not necessarily lying, just not telling the whole truth.
Which, if we didn't already have this same exact discussion four other times, and I just came back from not speaking to you.
Yeah, but you know how I can't put all women in one category, but you understand, like, when y'all tell us something to do. Y'all know damn well we should not answer it the way y'all want it, and we do it anyway. We get fried for it. Baby, don't worry. It'll be okay. Just tell me, did you get her number? I'm not going to be mad at you. Just, you know, I just want to know. Like, it's been eat me inside, and I just want to know. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. Yeah, baby, I got it. Smack. How could you do this? And it's like, yo, I could save that. You could tell me 1,000 times to be honest with you as much as possible, and we're not together. Now, when we're together, it's a whole different ballgame. Like, that honesty world is like, yo, look, this is what it is. That when we're not together, I feel like there's some things I don't have to tell you to hold that respect of, I'm not violating you.
I feel you, but then at what point do you realize that constantly lying to me is, now you're nothing but a liar?
I don't think that's a constant lie, a cheater.
A deceiver,
I feel like that's one lie. That's one lie that was needed for that situation. That was a situational lie. That wasn't something he's gonna do every weekend. I don't think.
Y'all really let me sing that by myself?
Yeah, we are. I actually listened to that song yesterday. But yeah,
I would agree with you.
We never leave each other hanging in songs, and that's crazy.
We were in it. This is about Shay's life. I was kind of trying to break it down. And you wanted to have a background music too.
But that's literally what we do on this podcast. Like, honestly, what is this podcast? What is this podcast without that?
I get it.
Are we shifting?
No, we're not. I just want to know more
about Shay's. Because I don't like it.
Ho-ish memories.
It's giving me the end of my tenure as a guy.
My contract is looking like it's up.
It's giving me, I'm going to the JBN.
Anyway, so to answer your question, Ryan, I would agree with you if this was the first time it happened.
I hear there's an opening.
But why do you keep going back?
I'm not. Why do you think I'm in a different place right now?
So the nigga ran you out of New York? Don't do this, Shay.
The nigga ran you out of New York to get
your own spot and do your own thing. That just happened to be somewhere that... Yes, but don't say it like, you see where I'm at now.
No, because there's a whole backstory that you don't know. Like, it was literally like...
Fill us in, Shay. We're trying to understand.
I left while he was gone on one of these trips. Purposefully left. Like, packed up all my shit, left.
Wait, you talking about in...
Here.
Hold on. Wait, time out. Talking about, like, here. Ryan knows you better than me. Hold on.
Talking about the shit that was out here.
We're talking about the shacking up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We are on the same page. Okay.
Young Shaq. Young Shaq in a fool. But he could not tell you he's going.
Shacked in a fool. Yo, Mac, the name of the pot. Let me tell Mac, because what?
But my thing is, you can't, in that situation, he really couldn't tell you that. Like, you're living with him or staying with him at the time. He couldn't, he knew he wanted to go on that trip. He couldn't really tell you. You was at the crib. It was like, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
Five times.
But you kept going back. So the fifth time really don't count.
What is this? Buy one, get one?
Nah, if he lied to you the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, you know a fifth lie coming. Why are you going to go back? So the fifth law was bound to happen. So you knew it was going to happen.
Wow.
You hear him, but I just like to point out that he's saying that he's at least telling the part where that black men lie.
No, black men don't cheat.
No,
black men don't cheat. I never said nothing, but I can't speak about what another man do Listen, let me tell y'all this.
He was lying for love.
But lying for love.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now, understand this. I will never say black men cheat. You will never hear me say that. But black men do. You know that page, Black Men Deserve? Black men deserve the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech. So if with the freedom of speech, he decides to lie, that's that is owed to him by the Constitution of this shithole state.
The fifth. He has the right.
That's the Fifth Amendment. But the First Amendment is the right to free speech.
I know, but the right to not self-incriminate would cover lying.
But if he wants to lie, he can do that under the First Amendment.
And it's for me, it's like, you didn't really want to know that, Shay. You did not.
No, I do. I do.
No, you didn't, Mario Winans.
You did not want to know he was going on a trip with another joint. You didn't. You did not want to know that. As much as you're telling yourself you wanted him to tell you that and everything would have been better situation, you did not want to know that. And he knew
because possibly I won't get caught. Find out otherwise. That's what makes me mad is the way
he's just not smart at covering his tracks. But was he lying so you weren't upset? Absolutely. He wasn't trying to hurt you.
But why should I find solace in that? I don't.
No, I don't say take him back or nothing. I don't believe anything in that world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that.
Che.
What he did, the lies that he did.
Hair's already cut.
To save what was with y'all. Sickos.
Y'all are sick. No, y'all are fucking sick.
Y'all are
me?
Sick. This one's cutting her hair off, cutting niggas off, packing up his shit while he out of town. What else you did? I know you did some petty shit.
You hurt that man. That's what you did, Che.
What petty shit you do?
I didn't do nothing petty.
You left. Yes, you did. I see it in your face. What?
I was about to say, the way you said it, I ain't do nothing petty.
What'd you do?
What did you do? What was the petty thing? Is that he's going to find out like later. In 5 months? Because that's what y'all do. Y'all do some shit.
Y'all hide some
where,
shit with a house yeah. stick up. Y'all put in a corner
like
of the
he's gonna. No. Yeah, like he's going to go to take a picture or something, and there's not going to be no lens. Like,
no. I did the laundry. Clean the sheets, everything. I left him a perfectly clean room. I just
and
took
what
everything
did you
that
do?
Had to do with me. Out
what
of it.
Petty thing did you
I didn't do?
Do
anything petty?
Yes, fool, you were good. I know you did something.
Che, it's the lion for me.
You know what? And she's gonna have this story. You know what's gonna happen? 5 months later, she's gonna get caught up in her own lie.
Yeah, and she's gonna tell it on where? The Guys Next Door podcast, where she always lie. Where the lie is, where clearly the liar resides.
Where the lie resides.
Wow.
Because I know damn well you left some drawers in somewhere in his closet or something.
I literally took the pettiest thing I did was on his car keys, he still had my Brooklyn keys on there. And I took those back.
Why?
You don't need them. And that was my, because I gave, when I gave him those keys, that was like, this is how much I fuck with you. This is how much I trust you. So even though I don't have that apartment anymore, he was still keeping the keys just as like a token. I took those keys back.
Please believe for sure. He was doing some things in there. Right.
So what did he say when he realized, so when he comes back, you know what? I love it here. So when the man comes back off this trip, this work trip, the way he was, you know, working hard to provide for you and him, he comes back off of this work trip. Che, he had you paying rent?
Don't even, that's a whole different
story. Did he have you paying rent, Che?
Different story. It's a whole different story.
Che, were you paying rent, yes or no? I am, but this is important. This is pertinent information.
Continue.
Huh? Your Honor, can you compel the witness to answer the question?
I plead the fifth. You can't override the fifth.
Actually,
I think when you don't pay rent, lies can fly.
And that's all I was getting at. That's all I was getting at, Che. You ain't paying no rent. Well, no. If she wasn't paying rent, but she was keeping the house, which I do know that to be a fact. She was keeping the house. So
I get
you can't
that.
Lie. No, you can't lie if she's doing it. Like, if she's just a bum, yeah, she can't do that. But Che is working, and she's keeping the house.
And she throwing ass.
And she's throwing ass. You can't lie. And that's a lot of ass to throw. So, yeah, you can't. Yeah. You know what? I'm siding with Che.
I'm not siding with anybody. But in a way, I can see someone be like, yo, I'm going to not tell her the full story because I care. And we're not together, but I don't want to.
So, Che, what happened when he got home?
I don't know if you want to add this to the petty pile, but I left like a little note explaining why I left. And then whether we spoke was on him.
Can I hear the note?
No, absolutely not.
Oh my God. Are you?
Well, this was when I originally left is what I'm
saying. Oh, you went back.
We had some work shit recently. So that's the fifth time that I'm talking about.
Like I said. Yeah, you get ready for a sixth lie. Sixth lie on the way.
So are you trying to tell me it's over and it can never go back?
The hair is cut.
Are you trying to tell me he'll never hit again?
Yeah, but that just give him something. Like, he just got to find a new way to grab it.
Will he ever get the cheeks again?
Not unless I see some like.
You know you.
So the answer is yes. You know you're going to give
the
cheeks, man.
Would you want me to say, like, what he did was unforgivable? That I can't
nah,
forgive him?
Nah, I would want you to say...
If you feel that way.
I would want you to say, yo, I'm sick of these five lies. I'm sick of these five lies.
Don't be ringing our bell.
Like, what's up? Niggas are crazy, bro. Nobody's coming into the podcast, guys.
Yo, the funniest shit is that there really be bells ringing on this podcast. And we don't have that as a sound. Like, that's the funniest part.
That's my real doorbell.
Yeah.
And niggas like, go.
Yeah, it's fucking Naj being dumb.
Don't he live, like, across the street? Across the hole?
Yes, that's how he can, with his long-ass fucking arm, he can touch my doorbell and his doorbell do this. This nigga's an asshole.
Listen, man, I think, what a conversation. Who knew? That asking does hoeing heal would lead us to fixing Che's life.
Is it fixed?
We tried. It's still us.
Fix my life.
It's still us. I will not rest until we have Ayanna Van Zant on this podcast.
I told you
that.
My roommate in college was on the like episode of that.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I won't rest until we get Ayanna.
We got to get what's the name on the podcast too, homie. I got to get a homie that talk.
I won't be here that day.
So bad.
Why?
I will not be here that day.
Why?
I genuinely do not like that guy. Like,
but that's what we. That's what.
Our podcast is
not during Black History Month.
Not during black men against each other.
Yeah. Our podcast. I like to think of our podcast as a safe space. So, that's why I don't want to. Bombard or ambush anybody. I don't think that would be fair. I genuinely do not like that old man. Like, I really don't. Like, I feel like talking to him, I would want to slap his, like, ascot off or something. Like, I don't like him.
I feel like that would be an entertaining conversation.
I think that would be fine.
No, because you guys are sick, and you guys are sick little boys and girls, and y'all enjoy watching violence. That's the problem. I can't relate. I live a violence free life these days, okay?
It's just cause you can't go outside. But whatever floats your boat.
Y'all okay?
Are you okay?
No, I just wanna know, y'all okay? Because y'all acting like
lying. Am I talking to the right person?
Hmm?
Are you?
Yeah, I don't think y'all are okay. I thought y'all were okay, but I'm seeing y'all not okay.
You didn't show let me tell everybody we have a clubhouse now. Fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about. We definitely have a clubhouse. Cause he was about to lie to y'all. I don't want to have to him. I don't want y'all to hear this shit. He's gonna lie his ass off. So let me just jump over that. Step over his ass like Tyrone Lue and state that we have
punch
a clubhouse.
Your nuts.
We have a clubhouse and we will be all that good stuff.
Yeah, if you are on the app, if you're on the Clubhouse app, you know, follow the club. It is the same name, Guys Next Door. Follow us. I'll probably go do something tonight. It's Monday. Yeah, I'll probably do something tonight.
We got to schedule it. I'm with it. I'll be there.
Yeah. Let's do the Guys Next Door Quiet Storm. But
on that note, go pay us on Patreon. Send us some chicken that ducket, you know.
I just
want to be smooth. I just want to get a manicure, a pedicure for you, baby girl.
Jay, I would like for us to set up the 60-second explanation.
Okay.
So, Ryan, if you could get to 60 seconds on the clock.
I'm gonna get to 60 seconds. It's on the clock.
All right, Jay, 60 seconds. Please just explain. What just happened?
On a quiet storm.
On a quiet storm episode.
I need to see the actual. Okay. You really gonna make me read? Because you're not gonna like how I explain this.
I don't care. It's a quiet storm. Just do what you're supposed to do.
You want me to whisper this whole thing?
No, not you. You're not part of quiet storm.
No. You're not part of quiet storm. Quiet. Okay. You gotta have a penis to be part of quiet storm.
All right, fine. I'll do my own timer because I can't hear these.
You like the loud hurricane. We the quiet storm.
All right, Shay, I got you. Hold on. I got you on the clock. And it is 60 seconds. Chase-splanation. Chesplain.
All right. So even though we disagreed on this particular point, the question of the day was, does hoeing heal? And while I firmly believe that not necessarily that hoeing can heal you, but hoeing can lead you down new experience that can lead towards healing, I don't believe men can heal through hoeing because they've been hoeing all their lives. They never stop hoeing until they find that one person. Yep, I told you. Don't give me this explanation. y'all literally hoe your entire lives until you find somebody to finally take you out the game. But that's a different story. And I forgot. Somehow we got on my life, and I'd rather not re-divulge any of that because, currently going through it. So I'm just going to moonwalk out of this couple 10 seconds early. And, yeah, go ahead and argue with me, Mouse, because I know you didn't like that one.
I refuse, Jay. I refuse. I'm not even going to acknowledge that what you did was ugly and it was disgusting and it was a lie told about black men during Black History Month. It's actually extremely anti-black. But you know what? I ordered a fish sandwich. So that's fine. I will be fine. My fish sandwich is on the way. And when I'm eating that fish sandwich, I won't think of your black ass white lies told during February.
Apple pie too, because that is just.
I mean, do you ever order Popeyes and not get the apple pie? Are you sick? What's wrong with you?
Did we forget that Tristan Mack Wilds had not tried?
Well, we fixed that. We fixed that, didn't we?
I gotta try it. Fuck that.
You didn't have the apple pie from Popeyes,
sir?
Oh no! Oh no! I haven't. No.
Oh, are you sick?
At McDonald's apple pie guy.
Nah. Apple pie.
The Popeyes one
McDonald's apple pie don't want no smoke.
And the Popeyes, with Popeyes apple pie. Like, it's mad sugar on that shit. It looked like
this the way an apple pie is supposed to be, like, bro.
No, that's a pie don't have sugar on the
it's
crust.
From, first of all, and it don't have, and an apple pie don't have fucking five slits and built like a fucking Twinkie, like the McDonald's slits, shit don't five, even look like, you know, a real apple pie.
You know what the slits is for?
What's the slits for?
So the steam can rise out. You feel me? You don't want
to
overcook the
sugar is
the
for?
Apples.
You know what the
you
sugar is for?
Do that. You don't want to do
you know,
that.
You know what the sugar is for?
Y'all hype over a fucking...
It give you texture.
Y'all
that nigga wasn't expecting that. He wasn't expecting that, Che. I had some chef
that's not
verbiage
a,
for
that's not
dad.
An apple pie. Y'all having a pastry. It's a pastry.
And it's better
it's not a pie.
Than the pastry at McDonald's. We could go to war over this.
It's like a pastry pocket from Popeyes.
McDonald's
pastry
be giving PPP. You three-day-old apple pie.
Pastry pocket.
That's a
from
fact,
Popeyes.
Nigga. Shit be mad. Hey, that goo be mad strong. And he frozen. Stupid ass nigga.
Like
that's what he gets.
First of all, I'm not frozen. That's just the Lord telling you, shut the hell up. That's the Lord just like a ride, chill. It gives you 2 seconds to chill.
Yo, I was watching. I know they probably don't care, but yes, they do. I was watching. I seen something on Instagram. It was this meme, and I guess the meme, or not a meme. It was a video, and I guess the video like was like kind of like being sarcastic about people who podcast, but it ended up saying, it was this white guy talking to himself, and he was like, this is what Clubhouse is. And it's just this guy talking back and forth to himself, and they're saying nothing. He's like, no, what I really think it is, right? We need to have the conversation, and it's so important to have the conversation, right? Because like me and you have even said, like he kept setting up, like, you know how some podcasters just set up a bunch of statements? So the thing was, because it was about podcasting, it kept showing the guy who was supposed to be hosting the podcast, and he just kept fixing his mic, his headphones. So the whole episode today, I'm sitting here like, and I wanted to check, like, how many times do I adjust my headphones during a recording?
All the time.
I think I'm the only one who does
it. I do it, man. I do it a lot.
You both do it a lot.
I do it. Because I don't be wanting them, then I forget, like, maybe I don't need headphones. Like, I'll be thinking like we're in the studio, but then it's like, I can't hear. Because it's still plugged in. So I was like, it sucks.
Yo, that shit had me so self-conscious. Even right now when I did, I was like, oh, I just checked.
Basically, in the clip, it was like, you know when Ray J did the whole beanie joint, and like every time they cut to him, the beanie was in a different.
He kept moving the headphones, son. It was so funny. Listen, man, I appreciate talking to y'all. It really is my therapy. I don't know anybody I'd rather talk to multiple times a week. and no, guys next door, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the actual guys next door. I'm talking to Mac, Che, and Ryan. Guys, we are getting out of here. Make sure, I know you heard the ad earlier, so make sure that you check out the survey. We have a quick survey. The link is in our subscription. We'll put it on our stories this week. Listen, it's simple, like it said in the ad. It's going to take you a quick 5 to 10 minutes. Just fill it out. It's to better serve you guys, the neighborhood, right? Our sponsors as well. Let us know what you're into. Let us know what you're not into. It's going to ask you down to, like, the sneakers you wear. Just answer those questions. So that way, going forward, we could better serve you guys.
Absolutely.
The guys next door neighborhood at large. You know what I mean? And it keeps this podcast free.
Absolutely.
It keeps it
free. But if you want to help us out, you already know there's a lot of extra content. If you haven't heard us enough in your day and you want more, we have new episodes. We have behind BTS clips. We have Mouse's confessional. It's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Oh, you didn't know that when you were recording you and you didn't know it. But it's fine. Just go there and there's a whole bunch of new stuff every week.
Y'all are going to enjoy these confessionals. I'll tell you that right now.
If you were a Patreon member for the month of February, when I say y'all got hella extra content, just off the strength of it being our fucking month. So you never know what you might receive being.
Wait a minute. Shay, did you just say, because I think I just heard you say, you said Patreon?
Yes.
Funny thing. Got more shout outs. Shout out to Anija, Alicia, Nina. I can't even pronounce this. Las Rosas. Summer, Kiana Nelson, Kenya, Sydney Alasia, Taisha Mitchell. Shout out to my people and our people, The Grapevine TV. Me, Mac, and Ryan were just on The Grapevine. There'll be an episode coming out very soon. Tyson Taylor, Raquel, Tafari. God damn it, these names. Kennedy Jade King. God damn, we need to know all of that. Jade Bowen, Kanaya Gibson, Kells, Shannon Huggins, Audra, Asha, Renee Calendar, Tyler, Marquita Owens, Jarv, Jasmine Young, Gerardney McHenry, Dominique Powell, Jada Mumin, Glitter Provocateur, Nia Fields, Melissa, Miss Casey, Janaea Carpenter, Felicinda Pine, Gorge Janice, Christopher Roberts, Jennifer, Ben, Aaliyah Lorian, Meme, Laura, Shelley, Just A, Frederick Sampson, Jessica Walker, Moses Jackson, Aaron, Devin Parker, Malcolm Revere. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
What?
Oh, so many people. Kay, Enrique, Aisha Wilson, Jones, Dante B, Erica W, Tanya, William Page, Gable, Janae Russ, Shahira McGill, Avante Thompson, Marlo Harris, Robin Hunt, Alexis Brown, Essie, Anidra Smith, Chris, Danae, Jazz Washington, Quita, T-Baby 75, Elijah Young. We appreciate every single one of y'all. We know we slacked a little bit, but we made sure we would give y'all flowers this episode. Shout out to all our Patreon members. If you want your name shout out and not in that long-ass list that I just had to do twice, make sure you head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod, become a patron, and pick up your keys today. For everybody else, we give y'all 2 episodes for the price of none. So we will see you guys with our nosy neighbors and our teacups full. Because Thursday, we are gossiping and we get into it. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube. And remember to subscribe, comment, like, and rate if you are listening on Apple Podcasts. Leave us 5 stars. Why? Because we are children and we need validation. On that note, we out. Get your ass up out my house.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.